To the ancients, the sun circled around us while Earth remained motionless. It seemed true. It would have taken extraordinary insight and courage to publicly question whether it's actually an illusion. Yet that is exactly what one Greek accomplished. He's my earliest hero. So much so that a few years ago, I trudged to his island of Samos in the Aegean Sea, searching for anything more I could learn about him. Aristarchus of Samos, born in 310 BC, pondered the sky and arrived at correct conclusions 18 centuries ahead of everyone else. Aristarchus was the very first person to write and preach that the sun is the center of the solar system. It wasn't Copernicus or Galileo who was first. Aristarchus also said that Earth orbits around it while also rapidly spinning like a top. To his contemporaries, it must have seemed nothing short of crazy. Aristarchus arrived at this heresy by observing the half moon, measuring whether it was truly at right angles to the sun in our sky, and figuring out what relative distances would produce such shading. He concluded that the sun is much farther from us than the moon, and thus several times bigger than the Earth, and therefore it should be the motionless entity. Moreover, Venus and Mercury clearly circle the sun like a moth around a flame. If they do so, why not us? Aristarchus preached this heliocentric model 72 generations ahead of the Renaissance. Shouldn't he be the first person who revealed our planet's true motion, and this should be known by everybody? Shouldn't his name be remembered before any American Idol contestant? Aristarchus's widespread anonymity and general mistreatment by history was partially due to his personal life being largely wrapped in mystery. In any case, it was all for naught. The moving Earth idea never gained any traction back then, and when Plato later insisted that our world doesn't budge, it became the literal gospel for the next 18 centuries. So much for getting it right ahead of everyone else. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.